"Tell me the truth," the man challenged. The believer told him the truth, and he said, "That's not the truth." He couldn't recognize the truth. The great prophet of God, Daniel, prophesies of the nature of spiritual understanding during the days of the end of this world in chapter 12, verse 10. "Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand." In order to understand the Father, to know the truth, one must be birthed in his house. Jesus declares in John 3:3, when he reveals the greatest mystery of all time unto Nicodemus, Jesus answered and said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Have you met the truth? Truth is a person. John 14, verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Truth is Jesus Christ. To enter into this place of truth, life, and understanding, one must be born again. If you are not, God said, man said, has good news. Today is your day of salvation. Why stand on the outside looking in? Why carry the curse of sin and shame? Why be bound by the bondages of this life when today can be your day of salvation? The door of God's grace is wide open. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Today will be the best day of your life. Don't procrastinate. Do it now. We'll wait for you here. Now for today's subject. God said, Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, "For I am the Lord, I change not, therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." God said, Hebrews 13, verse 8, "Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever." God said, Hebrews chapter 1, 10 through 12, "And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail." God said, Proverbs 24, verses 21 and 22, "My son, fear thou the Lord and the king, and meddle not with them that are given to change, for their calamity shall rise suddenly, and who knoweth the ruin of them both?" Man said the ancient dictums of the Bible were written by mere mortals and not authored by a fictitious God. Darwin was right. As science discovers more and more, God will become less and less consequential. Now the record. These are the very last days, and the importance of protecting and growing your childlike faith cannot be, let me emphasize, cannot be overstated. Romans 10:17, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." Immerse yourself in the Word of God. Redouble your efforts. The end is near, and the love of many shall wax cold. Matthew chapter 24, verse 12. Welcome to God Said, Man Said. This is feature article 614 that once again proves the full inerrancy of the authorized King James Version of the Holy Bible. These features are archived on this site in text and streaming audio for the edification of your faith and as ammunition in the battle for the souls of men. Use the telefriend feature above to send a message to someone you love. Plus, why not take advantage of the God Said, Man Said podcast feature? Imagine, you can download all 614 features. Thank you for coming. We rejoice in your presence. May the face of our God shine upon you with light and truth. God's word is truth. John 17:17, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." When Noah Webster in his 1828 dictionary defines truth, he uses John 17:17 as his primary example. God's truth never changes. Conversely, as you have heard here before, man's truth of yesterday is debunked by his truth of today, and his truth of today will be debunked by his truth of tomorrow. God's word is truth, and real truth never changes. God's word declares in its historical accounts, in commandments and judgments, in statutes and precepts, and in life's instructions, the incontrovertible truth. Thousands of years before man and his academic pursuits arrive at the truth, they are startled, or at least should be startled, to discover that God's word is already there. Consider 9 amazing points found in just the first 7 of the Bible's 1,189 chapters. 1. In God's word, the earth is still just over 6,000 years old, and there are around 100 scientific measurements that shout young. On God Said, Man Said, there are approximately 50 features that certify young. 2. In God's word, all humans alive today have one common mother and one common father. Evolutionists claim that man evolved from all over the globe with no specific geographical beginning. Molecular biologists now know that the biblical account is the truth. 3. In God's word, man is made out of the clay of the earth. We are made out of dirt. Science was shocked to discover the amazing parallels between clay and mankind. The elements of the body match those of the earth itself. In the ancient Miatsu tribe of China's genealogy, they recorded the first man, and they said his name was Dirt. Adam's name in Hebrew means red dirt. 4. In God's word, God puts Adam in a deep sleep and takes one of his ribs and creates woman. In recent scientific research, a puzzle emerged. Male DNA was found in the female brain, which was considered impossible. Science is searching for an explanation. We suggest they consider Adam's rib. And Genesis 3:16, unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. 5. In God's word, Eve was seduced by Satan, who took on the form of the serpent, and she ate of the deadly forbidden fruit and gave it also to Adam. Archaeologists have unearthed a very ancient, non-biblical artifact that depicts that very event. 6. In God's word, the serpent that participated in the temptation of Eve was cursed to crawl upon its belly, and paleontologists now know that the snake once had legs. 7. In the Bible, it is recorded that prior to the fall of Adam, the whole earth was vegetarian. Paleontologists were scratching their heads when they unearthed the very ancient fossil of a crocodile, which had vegetarian's teeth, like the horse. 8. In the Bible, the account of Noah's Ark and the worldwide flood is recorded. Flood strata is found on 3/4 of the earth's surface, and marine fossils are found on every mountain peak. 9. In the Bible, Genesis 7:11, we read, in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up and the windows of heaven were opened. Today, geologists have discovered a global rift that travels along the ocean's floor. God's word, written thousands of years ago, is the inerrant truth, and real truth never changes. Samuel Arbuthnot, in his book, The Half-Life of Facts, with the subhead, Why Everything We Know Has an Expiration Date, points out some disconcerting facts, such as, A, medical knowledge about cirrhosis or hepatitis takes about 45 years for half of it to be disproven or become out of date. B, these results are nearly identical to a similar study that examined the overturning of information in surgery. 2 Australian surgeons found that half of the facts in that field also become false every 45 years. C. John Ioannidis is a Greek physician and professor at the University of Ioannina School of Medicine, and he is obsessed with understanding the failings and more human properties of the scientific process. He has found that for highly cited clinical trials, initially the significant and large effects are later found to have smaller effects or often no effect at all in a non-trivial number of instances. Looking within the medical literature over a period of nearly 15 years, Ioannidis examined the most highly cited studies. Of the 45 papers he examined, 7 of them, over 15%, initially had higher effects, and another 7 were contradicted outright by later research. D. Another way to avoid the surprise of changes in knowledge is to simply recognize that it's not that surprising. We are getting better at internalizing this. For example, many medical schools inform their students that within several years, half of what they've been taught will be wrong, and the teachers just don't know which half. Man's truth is in a very constant state of flux. God's truth never changes because it is the truth, and this knowledge is critical and absolutely foundational to the success of the children of God. Man, and especially the theological crowd, is continually challenging the Word of God and, in the grand scheme of things, destroying the souls of untold millions. Jesus said in Mark chapter 11, verse 23, "For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Where there is doubt, the mountain won't move. I need to know that the Word of God is true and righteous altogether. This certain knowledge is the strength of the childlike. The headline in Science News, November 17, 2012 issue reads, "Trust Affects Kids' Patience." The subhead reads, "Belief in Others Influence Ability to Wait for Rewards." The following excerpts are from that feature. Willpower alone doesn't explain why some children forego a marshmallow in hand for the prospect of getting two gooey treats later. Kids' belief about the reliability of the people around them can dramatically shape willingness to wait for a sweeter payoff, a new study finds. Children who had been disappointed by an experimenter awaited for an average of about 3 minutes before eating the marshmallow, while those who got what was promised lasted 12 minutes. After an unreliable encounter, only one of 14 kids waited the full 15 minutes for the second marshmallow, compared with the 9 of the 14 kids assigned to a reliable experimenter, end of quote. The born again are admonished to have patience. Confidence in the certainty of the Word of God is pivotal. Psalms 37:7, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass." Psalms chapter 40, verse 1, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry." Jesus, speaking of the great persecution that the church would endure and will ultimately be forced to endure during this time of the end, said this in Luke 21:19, "In your patience possess ye your souls." We need to know that God's truth is the truth and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God's word is a place to build a life that will last forever. His truth never changes. God said in Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." God said Hebrews 13, verse 8, "Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever." God said Hebrews chapter 1, 10 through 12, "And thou, Lord, in the beginning, hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment. And as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail." God said Proverbs chapter 24, 21 through 22, "My son, fear thou the Lord and the king, and meddle not with them that are given to change. For their calamity shall rise suddenly, and who knoweth the ruin of them both?" Man said, "The ancient dictums of the Bible were written by mere mortals and not authored by a fictitious God." Darwin was right. As science discovers more and more, God will become less and less consequential. Now you have the record.